Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 US 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point. Next Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. HI Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal. You can also go online at HICabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And HI Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of US 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give HI Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. HI Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 US 19, right at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 US 19 at the corner of US 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hey, what's going on, my friends?
Let's hear it.
There you go.
Another one in the books?
In the books.
All right, I was getting a little worried there. You didn't say it.
So, we got Malcolm on the line?
We got Malcolm on the line.
Hey, Mr. Malcolm, what's going on, buddy?
Everything is everything. What's going on?
Can't wait to do a live radio show. Live radio show. What's the name of your business?
Discount Auto Tunes.
Discount Auto Tunes. Bob, can you say that?
Discount Auto Tunes.
Discount Auto Tunes. So this way, when people Google, can we get them not to Google for car stereos or window tint? Can we get them to just Google Discount Auto Tunes?
You can.
Right?
Yep.
So what's going on, my friend?
Everything is pretty good. We're just out here working hard for the customers.
Now, you're right there on 4720... 66th Street North. What makes you guys different than your competitors?
I have 10,000 square feet. I have pretty much everything in stock, inventory ready to go. I'm not short on any inventory whatsoever. And I got everything in house. And my company, we works on a first-come, first-served basis, so we don't have a long wait. Come in and get it done.
There you go. 10,000 square feet. People can't, like, visualize that, but that's big.
That's a lot.
Now, are you in the back or are you on the main drag?
I'm on the main drag. My building is big and yellow. You can't miss it. Directly across the street from Taco Bell.
Are you kidding me? Directly across from Taco Bell?
Directly across the street from Taco Bell.
Wow. Tacos. So do you do Taco Tuesday?
Oh, God, no. I try to stay away from that. I'm trying to eat healthy. Sorry.
Did you hear the thing with the controversy with Jill Biden?
You know what? It is our policy. We do not discuss religion or politics.
Well, okay. Well, that's good. And that's a great policy. You know, if you have no opinions on outside issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hence, you stay out of controversy. Would you agree with that? Because opinions, you know, it's every time I got to make an amends or say I'm sorry, it's because I had an opinion on an outside issue. If I just don't have opinions, I'm not saying we're not going to have opinions, but I'd rather be happy than right.
Exactly.
Right? And like I'm in the effort department, but I really, and I got to say this, and sometimes I forget to do this because of the stress of life and all that, but really I'm in the effort department and I leave the results to God.
Okay.
How's that?
Right. Whatever works for you.
Yeah. In other words, don't. Oh, yeah. Religion. Oh, I get that. I just broke a thing there. But the point is that I got to be in the effort department. Do you ever? If I'm going home at home and they're pulling my furniture out and evicting me, you know, I got to work.
Okay.
Don't you?
You there?
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Do you ever have employees where they come in? And you just know they're lazy, but you just don't know how to get them to get a little fire in them? Has that ever happened to you over the 7 years?
That definitely doesn't happen here at Discount Auto Tunes.
Right, but you get what I'm saying? Like when I talk to business owners, you know what they'll tell me? The number one problem they have, when I asked this, and we did this for months, and it was like capital, but the number one thing is finding someone good employees. Tell me why you don't have that.
Well, I can't say that I have very good employees. The players that I have here have been doing this for a long time, and they love what they do. Would I like some more? I would love to have a couple of more employees. So I am hiring for installers and qualified salesmen.
But really?
The ones that I have now, yes. The ones I have now, we're great. I would love more. So
right.
I'm definitely hiring.
And you know what I would suggest in the ad, too? Why not put in there hiring qualified installers and a salesman? Why not?
Yeah.
Throw it out there. Why not in the ads you're doing, right? Why not just throw it out there and see what happens? I did a help wanted ad for a guy that has a telemarketing up in Newport Richey, and guess what? He paid $25 an hour, right? And guess how many phone calls he got every day?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was getting 2 to 3, 4 every day.
Nice.
Right. And then he had a, you know, telemarketing is another form of sales, right?
Okay.
Right? But you actually want salesmen that when someone comes in, you do face-to-face.
Exactly.
over-the-counter sales.
And you got to dress for the money you want to make, too. You got to come in dressed for success.
That is true, but once again, the atmosphere that we have is a very relaxing atmosphere, hardworking atmosphere. So come comfortable, dressed in uniform, and ready to go.
Wow. You're a good man, Malcolm. Anybody's lucky to have you associated with you. Because when you, I've been doing this for 40 years, but I feel a lot of wisdom in your words.
Well, thank you. I've been doing this a long time.
So what is it, what makes a good installer?
Let me see. A person that pays attention to detail is everything. A person that understands that when you're working on a customer's car, it's one of their most intimate objects that they own. They're in it every day. Treat it like your own. And know what you're doing. And if there's a problem, ask questions.
Right.
That's a good install.
Right, right. You know, I told somebody the other day, they said, oh, what photos should go in this ad, right? And I said, I don't know. I'm not sure. And do you know that person got mad at me? What do you mean you don't know? Sometimes you got to be able to say you don't know and ask for help.
Exactly.
And then what makes a good window tinter?
Somebody that can see.
Right, because that's an expertise in itself, because that's an art.
Oh, that's a true art. I have one guy, he does all my window tinting, no one else.
Very good. Yeah, and you know, like with the electronics the way they are today, I have a horror story to tell you where my friend went to somebody and the guy did it in front of his house, and guess what happened? He blew his whole computer system and blew the brains in the car because he didn't know what he was doing.
That is possible.
So, yeah, and it can happen to you too. But the thing is that with your expertise from trial and error, most likely it's not going to happen to you.
Exactly. And if it does, for the weirdest, oddest, ridiculous way it does happen, I'll take care of it, cover it up. I mean, I'll cover it, get it taken care of, get it fixed, repaired, and gone without a nit.
Right, right. Because there in what you do is expertise and having an expert with experience. With the modern day cars that cost $20,000, $30,000, $15,000, whatever, if you're going to put in a stereo system and everything's electronics, you need to hire the expert.
Yeah, I always make a joke and use the term, yeah, just get somebody else to blame in case something go wrong.
There you go. Discount Auto Tunes. What a name, huh? What a name. Discount Auto Tunes. And what building do they look for? Describe the building and where you're located.
I am on 66th Street and 47th Avenue. That's in St. Petersburg, Florida. A lot of times it may come up as in the city. It's a large 10,000 square feet, bright yellow building with a blue top. You can't miss it. Directly across the street from Taco Bell and a racetrack.
Wow. And what is this? Do you have a sign out front too?
I do.
What does the sign say?
Discount Auto Tunes.
Very good. Because you know what I'm saying? A sign with no... What is it? Here's how the line goes. A business with no sign is a sign of no business.
Exactly.
So you're right there on the main drag. You're easy to find directly across the street from Taco Bell. And Malcolm, just in my heart, the language of the heart, you're a good man.
Well, I appreciate that.
So you want to do business with people you like, too. And I think the most important thing you said is that people, when they love what they do, they've never worked a day in their lives.
Exactly.
So in closing, Malcolm, what would you like to say about Discount Auto Tunes?
I would like to say that we are here to serve your every 12-volt need, window tinting, and beyond. So please stop by. Don't be afraid. Stop by here at Discount Auto Tunes at 4720 66th Street North, St. Petersburg, Florida. Area code 33719.
Well, there. Very good. And then also, too, is do you have a favorite song?
Oh, do I have a favorite song? You know what? I got quite a few. I am a DJ by trade.
Wow.
Do I have a favorite song? I do.
Well, let's get it put on the air, sponsored by Discount Auto Tunes, and let's play a song that you like, Malcolm.
Okay, well, it's by Seal, and it's Fly Like an Eagle.
Fly Like an Eagle. Okay, let me see. Bobby's on the phone right now. We have like four call-ins. It's going good. Tammy, Fly Like an Eagle. Now, why does that song mean something to you?
It's a song of growth. It's a song of reaching your goal. It's a song of perseverance. It's just a song that lets you know that you don't always have to be down. You can always just fly if you put your mind to it. And I just, that's just one thing I like about it.
And do you know the thing about the eagle? One of the things is they don't fly in flocks, right?
Never at all.
They're solo. And they fly higher than any other bird.
Exactly.
And I don't know the exact feet of how many, but I think it's, I don't know, I'd be guessing. But what the thing is, so the chickens and the doves, you can fly with them if you want.
Nah.
Or you can soar like an eagle, right, and fly by yourself. And do you know who has the greatest eyesight of any bird?
Yes, the eagle vision.
The eagle. And do you know what we call, like when we do sales? One of the things we say, eagle eye deals, because I'm an outdoor phone salesman, right? Always looking for deals.
Mm-hmm.
And what we say is eagle eye deals, right? So this way, like, you constantly looking, grand opening. Well, who would have a better chance of placing an advertisement to let the public know they're open would be grand opening. So you eagle eye is what we call it. Really, that's what we call it. And it's actually from Zig Ziglar. He says that was his eagle eye.
Okay,
can you please put in Fly Like an Eagle? Okay, he's
play which?
Fly Like an Eagle. Yeah, he's on the phone with I don't know who he's on the phone with. So I want to have that song played. We have this new restaurant. How do you eat? Are you a good eater, Malcolm?
Okay, so I am supposed to be a good eater. I'm supposed to watch what I eat, and I try. I cook. So, yeah, I do. I'm a pretty good eater. I try to eat healthy.
Okay, so give us an example of some of the stuff you eat, because the way I said that is because I said, do you go to Taco Bell, and that's fast food, and people generally that stay away from fast food are good eaters.
Yeah, I didn't stay away from it when I first moved down here. I mean, when we got in this location across the street from Taco Bell, because we moved from a previous location. So when it was new to me, I ate there a lot, but then I realized it was not good for me. So now I try to eat authentic. Mexican cuisine when I'm in the mood for tacos. If not, I like to make a lot of pastas and seafood at home.
Very good. Who do you want to give a plug to on the Mexican restaurant?
Ooh, El Magway on 66th Street and 44.
Wow. And tell us why you like, and name the restaurant again.
El Magway.
Yeah, see, we're giving them a plug. And then they're on 44th Avenue and 66th Street?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see how you do that? The more you help others, you know, if you want to be kind to yourself, right, the more you help others,
yeah,
right, what happens is the kinder you are to other people, then the kinder you'll be to yourself,
yep.
Right? And that's the deal. Right. Try the experiment, because the deal is to have peace of mind. You know, I know you want to have a successful business there and make a lot of money. But you have a better chance of doing that if you have peace of mind.
Yeah, I feel better when I see my customer smile than I do when I count the money.
Right, right. And that's a good way to be. And it's hard to do. But really, can I make a deal with someone and just have their best interest and not even think of the money? I find it hard to do. But the truth is when I think that way, where I just really have the client's best interest and I care, I tend to do better and try to block out of my mind, you know, money being made, even though I want to make money, but to really care about your customer and have their best interest.
There you go.
Okay, anyhow, here we go. Now, Discount Auto Tunes is sponsoring Fly Like an Eagle. And thanks to Malcolm, here we go, buddy. Fly Like an Eagle. What'd you think of that, Malcolm?
I loved it.
It's all because of Malcolm. Fly Like an Eagle, Discount Auto Tunes. And from my heart, Malcolm, I really do think you are a star, got a good heart, and you do love what you do. And I really believe that anybody that needs to have car stereo or window tint, someone that cares, the first name should come to mind should be Malcolm. And then Discount Auto Tunes.
There you go. Well, I think.
Okay, buddy. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yes, you're the best, Malcolm.
All right.
Take care.
Cool. And we have Mackenzie on?
Mackenzie, the Fix Coffee, huh?
Yeah, we're over in Palm Harbor.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, like, I haven't seen your place, but you know, like, the coffee shops they have in Italy?
I haven't been to them, but I know what you're talking about.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like that's the... My son just got back from Italy. He was there for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And he was telling me about the coffee shops, like how everybody sits outside and they're like little cups. And he goes, it's just... Right. Is that how you have yours set up?
Yeah. It's just like a cute little, I guess I would say more like a modern vibe. Collective, and everybody comes over and hangs out. It's kind of like a party all the time.
And I like the Fix, right?
Yeah, it's your Fix in the morning, and we're working on beer and wine license for the fall, so it'll be your Fix in the afternoon.
Right, because, you know, I drink coffee, right? And I'm just going to tell you about me real quick. So I can't operate for 1 hour until I have like 4 or 5 cups of coffee. And I wonder how, and now when you're younger, though, you can just get up like a soldier and go. But how many people tell you, like, what percentage of people need to drink like 3 or 4 cups? How about you, Bobby?
Well, it's 100% in between the two studios here, because I need it.
Yeah. What do people, like, what percentage of people think, like, when you wake up, when are you ready to talk?
Most people after they have coffee.
Right. Is there a percentage of people that drink coffee that's out there?
I don't know the percentage, but I would say it's a lot.
Yeah, there's a guy that was on one of the shows I was watching, and what he did is he was in Afghanistan, right? And he brought coffee beans, right? I think it's called Black something. Have you ever heard of that company? But anyhow, do you know the name of the company, Bobby?
The Black Rifle?
Yeah.
Black Rifle, yeah, so I was going to say.
Yeah, but you know how that started? He, when he was in Afghanistan, he couldn't get coffee. So what he did is he got 1 pound when he went back home and just brought it. And then when he made the coffee, this is what he's saying in his interview, of course, that when people tasted it, they couldn't believe it. So then the next time he came, he just filled his whole duffel bag with coffee, right? And then what he did is wherever he went, he said that people that were in their units would actually go out of their way to find out where he was just to get a cup of coffee from him.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty cool story. I did not know that, but I've seen the brand.
Yeah, and then he comes back. He's a veteran, right? He's employing right now 5,000 veterans.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to do $100 million in sales this year.
Well, it's a lot of people that like coffee.
Right. So you see what I'm saying? Where did it start with? 1 pound. Isn't that amazing?
Somewhere. So, you know, I'm taking it slow, and I'm just getting my feet wet in the summertime and hoping for a good turnout for the rest of the year and years to come.
You will, because you're in a deal where there could money be made, right? So yeah. So you got the right product. You know, Tammy said she went there and got a cup of coffee, and that's how originally we got the information. She goes, "This is the best coffee I ever drank."
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good to hear.
So that's word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
So talk about the coffee, and you notice how I say coffee? That's how you know I'm from New York, right? That's the one word that gives it away, coffee, right? Right. Anyhow, tell us why your coffee is better than others, and also what type of pastries you have.
We have a bunch of different little pastries. They're always kind of changing. We got muffins, turnovers, croissants. We're getting ready to launch some quiches this weekend, bagels. And then our coffee, it's local. So it's roasted actually in Clearwater.
Really?
A coffee company. And it's very much farm to table. They go out there, they pick all the beans themselves, and they know all the farmers. So I think that's got a great story behind it, and that people are starting to realize how much more what goes into coffee, you know, besides just you drink it to get started in the morning.
Right. The fix.
So I think that's a story to be told, and I'm here to tell it. So
yeah, you're here to tell it. And how did you come up with the name The Fix? Like, were there any other names, or was that the one you just knew?
Yeah, that was probably the hardest thing. But
what was the other names?
Perea was one. The Porch was another one. There's some other, there was a few, it's been going on for a couple of years that I've been trying to figure out, so.
And then The Fix. I love it, right? Because that's what it's like, getting The Fix in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Your fix can be anything, and I think coffee is a lot of people's fixes in the morning, and beer and wine can be your fix as well, or coffee in the afternoon, whichever way it works for you.
Right. How about, do you have tea, too?
Yes, we do have brewed tea. Yeah, so we have loose leaf tea, we've got a couple different options, and we brew it per person.
Right, and do you know what that makes a big difference when it's brewed versus the powder?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like night and day.
I agree.
Right, so you brew tea, that's good to know. Freshly brewed tea. You have the fix, the coffee. You have pastries.
Yep.
And you got it going on. When did you open?
June 2nd.
Wow. So you're new. So you got, it's the grand opening.
We'll probably do a ribbon cutting here soon. And a party.
Yeah, maybe we can do a live radio show at the ribbon cutting.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Seriously.
It would be amazing.
We just did one last week, 2 weeks ago. Very successful.
And this one I'll have coffee.
And this one I'll have coffee, right? But yeah, it was very successful. I mean, one of the most successful ones we've ever done.
Oh, it was awesome.
We found out, Mackenzie, is that you put signs up 2 days before the event.
Yeah, and post on social media and stuff?
Yeah, post it on social media, but have signs up, like put up at least 10, 15 signs around your shop saying there's going to be a live radio show there and that we're giving away $1,000 in prizes.
Oh, wow.
Right? And then to that effect, and then what I could do is get gift certificates for my clients and stuff. Well, whatever, you know, I can give away one-page advertisement too.
Okay.
But then you do that, and then also, I know you don't want to take away from your business, but also, too, you can say, hey, we can have a barbecue, like, for hamburgers and hot dogs, but I don't know if that would take away from your coffee, like, in your pastries, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about doing some food trucks out there.
Yeah, so we can have hamburgers and hot dogs, you know, free food.
Yeah.
And maybe make it a party, have balloons.
Exactly, a party.
Yeah, and then 2 days before, though, get everything, be prepared. So say if it's on the 10th, on the 7th, we start putting the signs up.
Okay.
Right? We'll make it happen for you, Mackenzie.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then in closing, what would you like to say about the fix?
Just come and get your fix. It's great. You'll have a fun time. You'll meet new people. You'll meet up with old friends. And that's really what it's all about.
Very good. And then maybe one day you can come here to the studio because we always have them catered. Right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like last week we had salmon. 5 different ways of salmon being made by a chef. And this week we have Frank's Italian restaurant, you know, brought in meatballs and...
Will the chef come to my house?
Yeah. Well, he's in Dunedin, Frank.
Oh, that's really close.
Yeah. So, and actually, they're the one, what a success story he has, too. Starting from nothing, zero. And he made an empire over there.
That's
so
awesome.
So anyhow, thank you for being on the show and give us the name and address of where you're located.
The Fix Coffee, and we're at 526 Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor.
Very good.
Yes, I actually have been in there. It is beautiful, by the way. Good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it's very relaxing, and there was actually several people in there when I went in. Everybody using their little computers. It's way better than Starbucks.
That's a dirty word. Don't say that. The Fix is going to be the new Starbucks.
That's right. It's beautiful in there. I mean, it's everything's so white and clean and shiny. It's really nice.
Very good.
And your coffee is delicious, and your chai tea is even better.
Oh, I make that in-house.
Yes, it was really, really good. I had an iced chai tea. Oh, it was so good. I was like, wow, I should have ordered like 2 of these.
Well, very good. Thank you for being on the show. And then we'll get with you later. We designed an ad for you for the Tarpon Springs magazine.
Awesome.
Okay? All right, and you have a good day.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we are going to do the traffic report real quick, and then we're going to be talking to Leo from Purple Haze.
Unbelievable. He's an icon.
I know. All right.
An American. Where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 540 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Brian Cash Claws traffic report. Not much to report on in Pinellas, actually, except for an incident northbound I-275 before 22nd Avenue, right shoulder blocked. All the bridges looking good, except for the Howard Franklin, of course. Two incidents on northbound I-275 ramp at State Road 60, and southbound just before the State Road 60 ramp as well. Disabled vehicle on the Veterans Expressway, exit 3, that's Memorial Highway exit, and another southbound Veterans Expressway before exit 68, that's Waters. Pasco actually looking pretty good, other than a collision at State Road 54 on the Suncoast Parkway. That's heading northbound. Current temperatures, 89 degrees in Zephyr Hills, 90 degrees in Dade City, and downtown Clearwater, 84 degrees. South Pinellas under a special marine statement. Storms down there are causing some very high waves and winds of 20 miles an hour, so be careful out there. 30% chance of rain tonight, low of 75. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, high of 87. Be back to the Brian Cash Claus Show right after these messages. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker Cabinets when you use a coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard-sized vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Mr. Leo, how are you, buddy?
Oh, we're calling him in just a second.
Oh, you don't got him on?
Not yet.
He's okay.
Left a message.
Oops. All right. What am I doing here?
We're going to get Mike on in a second here.
Who's Mike?
Mainlands, the Mainlands.
Okay, good. That's something what they did there. On the 4th of July, they did a big thing for the veterans. And what it was make a wish for dying veterans. Think of that. You always think of Make-A-Wish for the kids, which is important. But these veterans that fought for our country, you know, that we have our freedom. You don't see people trying to get into other countries, right? So we have the greatest country in the world. And I could say something negative about Joe Biden if I wanted to. In other countries, you can't do that. You could say something negative about Donald Trump. In other countries, you can't do that.
We got Mike on.
Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
Living the dream. How you doing?
Good. Do you know, what's the name of the country that Russia's in war with? Does anybody know?
Ukraine.
I mean, how many people, right? Think about it. There's like six different wars going on right now, but that's the one everybody knows about.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
Right. And do you know that there's... the media is controlled by one TV network. And then the political opponent of him is put in jail. And that the other people that were like in the, like we call like the Congress, right, they were all disqualified. It's all sent, and this is before the war started, by the way. So it's all controlled. It's not a democracy. It's an art, you know. You can't say it's a democracy, right, when you have one rule, one media, and no opponent.
Yep.
That's called what? A dictatorship.
Exactly.
Right. So when you hear people that know this, right, they know that this is true. Just imagine if Joe Biden made a decision to do away with the Republican Party, right? And then he also said do away with the media. That all media will be done by the government. Then could you really say the United States was a democracy?
Oh, heck no.
So why are these people lying? That's what I want to know. Just tell the truth. It's okay. Russia bad. We're going to help Ukraine. But they're using the word democracy, politicians. It's not a democracy.
No, it's not.
You already knew that, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and then you get in trouble like you're pro-Putin. You don't have to be pro-Putin to tell the truth. Do you know I'm wearing a blue shirt right now with my name on it?
Uh-huh.
Does that mean that I'm not, you know, pro-American because I say that? Like, they're saying that if you say what the truth is, that you're anti-American. And these are the same people that are pulling down the statues, by the way.
That's right. That's
what hypocrisy, right? You know, they pulled down two Abraham Lincoln statues. George Washington, Ben Franklin. At Abraham Lincoln High School, they pulled his sign down where it said Lincoln High School.
Crazy.
It's crazy. And then these are the same people. It's just crazy. I don't even want to get into it. It's like it makes me sick, right?
Absolutely.
And then it's peaceful protest when they do over $10 billion in damages.
That's right, yeah.
Well, let's not have a committee on that one, right? No committee on that. $10 billion in damages, statues pulled down, precincts, actually police precincts put on fire.
Exactly.
But that's okay, right? But let's do a committee on January 6th. Not on that.
Yeah, on Trump.
Right. It is, and I'm not supposed to have opinions on outside issues. That's what Bobby's like looking at me. And generally, I don't do it. But I have, you know, if I'm lying, though, right? I'm going to ask you, say to me, anything that I said wasn't a lie. Or is it just the truth?
It was the truth.
Okay, because if you don't agree with me, just be honest, like, you know?
Yes.
And doesn't all lives matter?
Yes, they do.
And then I just looked up?
You're a racist.
Okay, so USA, would you believe US Today is going to put out the right statistics? I believe they will. They're a reputable paper. Do you know that black-on-black crime, like, were for murders, do you know what the percentage is? 97%. This is in USA Today. It just came out last week. So what they're going to do is they're not going to talk. If you took 50 years of the Ku Klux Klan, this is to give you, put it in proportion, all the blacks that were killed in 50 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Ku Klux Klan, that if you took 1 year of black-on-black killings, 1 year would be more, almost double what it was for the Ku Klux Klan.
Exactly. It's crazy.
And it's crazy.
Acknowledge that.
Right. So now 97% of murders are done by blacks on blacks. That's on the USA Today, right?
Yep.
But we won't talk about that.
No, of course not.
And then Terry Crews, you know who he is on? He's the guy that's on...
He was in White Chicks.
Yeah, so whatever. He's famous, right?
Yeah.
So he's on with Don Lemon saying... like making the argument that I'm making, and he's a black man. He's on also Americans Got Talent.
Yes.
Right.
Right. And he's making the argument with Don Lemon, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, really what we should be talking about is black-on-black crime. Anyhow. And he, like, shut him down. No, it's about Black Lives Matter. That's another subject.
Well, guess what? We have Leo on the line from Purple Haze.
Leo, what's going on?
Hey, how are you today?
Well, we got Mainland Golf. Tell us, just so you know, we have both of you guys on. What is your rank and what did you do in the military?
Me?
Yes.
I was a Lance Corporal in the Marine Corps, and I spent most of my time guarding nuclear warheads.
Unbelievable. What do you think about that, Leo?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And I know I want to talk about what you do, Leo, but just real quick.
Thank you for your service.
Wow. Thank you, Leo, for saying that. But, you know, they had the old punch cards for the nuclear warheads, right?
Yep.
And that's how they kept it. Do you know why? Because if someone can't hack a punch card.
That's right.
So the old system actually works better than the newer system if you want to hack it. Isn't that something? For nuclear bombs, we used the punch card from the 50s. Do you remember those? Do you remember the old punch cards, Leo?
Yes. No, I don't.
See? Anyhow, so let's both talk. You guys, Can you do me a favor, Leo? Tell us about this Delta 8 and then ask, is this Mike on the phone too?
Yes, it's Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Leo's going to talk about Delta 8, right, from Purple Haze. What it is. And then if you have a question, can you ask it to him?
Certainly.
Okay, Leo, go ahead. Go. Action.
Well, Delta 8's been out for a while, but it recently has been become more and more popular around the stores and stuff like that. You see more signs advertising it and more people inquiring about it. There is a little bit of a misconception that a lot of people think. They're like, oh, it's fake. But just like anything else, whenever something good comes out, there are people that are going to try to counterfeit it. And that's fair. Yeah. You may have some bad experiences, especially when you're buying stuff at convenience stores or the little tiny shops that are trying to save a penny and that they buy counterfeit products. Delta 8, when they say Delta 8, it's basically THC that's derived from hemp.
Right.
And what has happened several years ago is that the Fed basically passed a bill allowing retailers, stores, manufacturers to produce, grow, cultivate, and they use a special word called processing, anything to do with hemp.
Right.
Once the Feds basically passed this bill, which is called the Farm Bill, it basically allowed smoke shops and other stores to take advantage of the wording and legally be able to sell THC products without having the use of a medical card.
Right.
Am I losing anybody yet?
Nope, I'm there.
Okay, so what is Delta 8 THC? The reason why people purchase, smoke, consume cannabis is because they want that special chemical called THC. Okay, and THC comes in certain plants that are they're in the family of cannabis. One of them that people don't realize is called the huckberry. Okay, the huckberry plant has THC. There's also hops. Hops is part of the cannabis family, where you make beer out of. One that everybody knows is cannabis, and the one that's the hidden one, which is hemp. Now, hemp is the male version of the cannabis plant. You have hemp is the male plant, cannabis is the one that buds, so that's your female plant.
Right.
So, in order to extract THC, that goes through what they call a processing phase. Now, when the feds basically passed this bill, they used that word processing, and that's where it became legal to process hemp and extract THC from it. The only difference is that when you grow hemp, it's grown to give you a higher yield of CBD and a lower yield of THC, whereas when you grow cannabis, it gives you a higher yield of THC and a lower yield of CBD. If I lose somebody, let me know I lost you, and I'll kind of repeat that again. So, you guys following so far?
Yes. Say it again, but just want to make a point, too, real quick, Leo, that Mainland Golf Club is giving 50% off to veterans. You don't need no coupon, no nothing. And right, Mike?
Yes, for the whole month of July.
50% yes. off for veterans.
That's also, Purple Haze also does that as well. Purple Haze does discounts to veterans as well as medical card holders.
Right, the Mainland Golf Club. Right, 50% off for veterans. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
veterans
big.
And also first responders.
And first responders. Fantastic. So repeat what you just said because it was a little complicated.
Okay, so when you grow hemp, hemp is made to give you a higher yield of CBD and a lower yield of THC. But when you grow cannabis, it gives you a higher yield of THC and a lower yield of, cannabis gives you a higher yield of THC and a lower yield of CBD. So by when the Fed basically passed the Farm Bill, they basically allowed it. We use the word they call processing. Now, processing enables the manufacturers now to extract THC out of hemp. Is it the same THC? Pretty much it is. THC is THC is THC. You have blood. I have blood. The other guy on the air has blood. We all have blood, but it's different DNA. So when you extract THC from cannabis, it's delta 9. When you extract THC from hemp, it's delta 8. So make a long story short, processing, they allow to pull THC from hemp. You have to grow more hemp to extract the same percentage, which means if you grow 1 pound of cannabis, you'll probably get 1 ounce of THC. You have to grow 3 pounds of hemp to get that same 1 ounce of THC. But okay. It is something that people do use for pain. They use it to help them relax, to help if they want to go to sleep better, they smoke cannabis, or they get what they call THC. And that's basically what we have at Purple Haze. We have the full line of THC products. We have flower, which is what you smoke. We have pre-rolls, which are pretty much pre-rolled cigarettes ready to go. We have edibles, so people that don't like to smoke, we have actually edibles that has delta-8 THC in it, like cakes and gummies and what's called nerd ropes and stuff like that. So we have anything edible that has delta-8 THC in it at our stores with no medical card needed. We have concentrate cartridges. We have a good old-fashioned hash. We have oils. So anything that you were able to get at a dispensary, we have it at our location legally available to anybody that doesn't have a medical card.
That's fantastic. Real quick, do the commercial for our friends at...
All right. This is a commercial break for Lucy Place, located at 2902 Alton 19 in Palm Harbor. Got some yummy ice cream for you. Coffee, espressos, lattes. Go out and see Lucy's Place. Once again, that's 2902 Alton 19, Palm Harbor. And the number is 727-235-9536. And they're open daily from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m., close on Wednesdays.
And the guy that owns that, his name is Igor, right? And he works 90 hours a week to keep his shop going. Now, that's a mom and pop, right? The guy's there 90 hours a week. And you know what? His ice cream is homemade. And really, where he is at, too, is if you want to know the landmark, he's in the Public Shopping Center. Right, so if you know where the Public Shopping Center is up there and by Alderman Road, he's right there. And then we have Wholesale Plantation Shutters, right? This is my good friend Tom. So if you're looking for some shutters, this is the man that can do it. He makes everything to fit. He does all the work himself. And he's Wholesale Shutters Guy at gmail.com. You want Wholesale Plantation Shutters. Do you need any shutters, guys? Anybody need shutters out there, Leo?
No, not yet.
And then Mike, so Wholesale Plantation Shutters. It's Tom, baby. He's the man. So 50% off at the Mainland Golf Club, right, Mike?
That's correct.
And if you want some good THC that's done professionally and legally, you go to Purple Haze, right, Leo?
That's right.
Is in closing, what would you like to say, Leo?
I just want to say we do have our new drive-thru stores that's coming soon to you guys. It's going to be a double drive-thru on the corner of 49th Street, 46th Avenue.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM.